chilling the world. I stay tuned to the Famous Podcast. It's the hottest message out there.
When I'm always chilling, I'm always tuned in to Fame. He has the hottest podcast out there.
Oh, yes. Very informative.
When I'm home chilling, I'm always tuned in to Fame. He has the hottest podcast out here.
When I'm home chilling the world, I stay tuned to the Famous Podcast. It's the hottest message out there. Hey, y'all. When I'm at the spot just chilling, or when my car just driving around, I always listen to Faze. He keep it real. He say it was real. And that's one of the hottest podcasts around. I definitely suggest it. Check them out.
Earthquakes, we in the end times. They gave his babies to the Gators, don't forget now. He delivered us from Egypt, about to do it all again. Finding out that we the people, so we putting down our sins. Father, we wanna go home, Abba, please let us in. Oh, and no one to your word, cause you about to send your winds. Abba, keep us from the hour of temptation. Trusting in your word, we just waiting. Come get us from these nations. Abba, keep us from the trickery of Satan. Trusting in your word, not these nations. We in the tribulation.
We get what we deserve. Oh, we get more. Tell me, we get what we deserve. Oh, we get
blue.
Ain't no following a good man and going and getting a new one. In today's time? Hell no. Look, I know y'all gonna give me backlash for saying this, but I'm gonna say it anyway. If you got a good man, bitch, you better be out here washing his feet, kissing his feet, bowing down, bitch, because, girl, even if he is a good man, a lot of the good men in today's time don't even want to settle down. I don't even want no woman. So if you find you a good man that wants a woman, you better, shit, you better show and prove why you need to be a part of his equation, a part of his life. We're living in that time, ma'am. So for you to be so damn delusional, to truly and authentically and wholeheartedly believe that you'll be able to go out here and find you a high-value husband, and you come along with baggage, girl, please.
You need to have several seats.
It's so damn bad in today's time. And I keep bringing up this stat because this is what it is. Over 60% of men today, between the ages of 18 and 29, that are checked out and done with relationships, sex, family, dating, settling down, all the way across the board. Men are so done, so checked out, so focused on self-elevation and self-preservation, bitch, that they're not touching, they're not even entertaining the idea of being settled down and committed to a woman.
It's over. It ain't that time. It's over for y'all. The other thoughts made it bad for you.
What's up, man? This is FaZe. First of all, I want to thank the Most High for all he do for us, y'all. Knowingly and unknowingly. Second of all, I want to thank Jesus Christ for dying on the cross, bringing us back to the Most High bosom. Thank you, Yahweh, and thank you, Yahweh Shai, for all you do for us, knowingly and unknowingly. I want to thank my interstate and out-of-state people for listening, y'all. I know you didn't have to do it, but you did it anyway. Shake it down, shake it down, down, shake it down, shake it down, shake it down. you know, I came across, well, somebody sent me something, something where somebody was talking, and I want y'all to hear what he said. A lot of people agree with him, and when I heard it, you know what I'm saying, my spirit said, Faze, get on here and let's talk about this a little bit. I ain't no Kevin Samuel. I ain't no all these guys who say they got it and know it. Because I'm building up my IQ, man. And from building up your IQ, you listen, you learn, and you apply. Right? So I hear this, and so much of what I was going to talk about in my podcast, this manifest, this come up. So, you know, we all in this world have a purpose. You can go with James 4:4. Either you're going to be the man of the world, you're going to love the world, or you're going to love God, the Most High. James 4:4. Now, if you're going to love man, and meaning the world, because man, everything in this world is man-made apply, man-made thought. So the Most High said, either you're going to love the world and hate him, or love him and hate the world. So my mindset, when I hear this, I'm going to let y'all hear it. And James 4:4 came up in my mind. Either you love the Lord, either you love the Most High and hate the world, and hate the world, and love the world, and love the world, and love the world, and love the world, and hate the Most High. Those are the two options that you have, right? So, I'm looking at, it's always in a relationship, always should be intimacy. Whatever type of intimacy it has, intimacy has to be there. So, before I start with the intimacy thing, what is the definition of purpose? What is the definition of purpose? The reason for which something is done or created, or for when something exists. The reason for which something is done or created. Right? Done or created, or for when something exists. This is your purpose to exist. For you to exist, this is your purpose. Your purpose to exist is to do this. Right? And to exist, your purpose is, while you doing your purpose, you existing. So your existence, for you to exist in this world, you have a purpose. However you want to spin it, however you want to take it. Right? So, we know when we go to Genesis 2:18, right? And Genesis 2:18 says, and Genesis 2:18 say, and the Lord God said, it is good, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a help mate for him. Genesis 2 and 18 said, and the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him an helpmate for him. So, what is the purpose of that scripture? That the Most High said that a man shouldn't be alone. He will make her a, make him a helpmate. So, what helpmate did he make? A woman, right? So, a purpose. What is purpose? The reason for which something is done or created. So, the purpose for a woman to exist is to be a man's helpmate, according to Most High. But that's what James 4 and 4 says. Either you love the Most High and hate the world, or hate the world and love the Most High, right? This is what it says, right? So the world says what a woman's purpose is. What does the world says a woman's purpose is? Y'all know. I ain't gonna even put it out there. Y'all know. What is today's mindset of a woman's world purpose? If you don't know, just stay tuned. You'll get to know. But what did the Most High say? Either you love the world or you hate me. And the definition of purpose is the reason for which something is done or created. For when something exists. So now, the mindset of, we already know that our mindset has been changed. We already know that we should be into this intimacy. Let's talk about intellectual intimacy. See, the intellectual intimacy in a relationship, how deep does it go? And what's your IQ in intellectual? You know what I'm saying? Because I already know we as society, we looking at this world, and if this world and relationships in this world were so great, it wouldn't be what it is now. So we always going back listening to the world wisdom, right? Psalms 138:8. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thou mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the work of thy own hands. See, when he said, forsake not the work of my own hands, you know, when you listen to people and their work is giving you their own ideology, their own belief, their own narrative, their own worldly information that doesn't have any substance because they done heard it regurgitated over and over and over and over, and they want to be heard to make them feel good and try to make other people feel good. Wordplay to tickle your ears. And that's what most of us look at. Wordplay to tickle our ears. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thought of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. 1 Corinthians 3:19. For the wisdom of the world is foolishness with God. For it is written, he taketh the wise in their own craftiness. See, the Bible said, for the wisdom of the world is foolishness. So These guys and these people talking all this talk, right, about the purpose and what I need to do and this and that and this. That's why we as black men and black women, Latino men and Latino women, and Native Indian men and Native Indian women, we need to have a different mindset. Because we was already turned into having a different mindset like other people. We try to mimic our relationships and our values and everything after other people. Our shoes, our feet don't fit in everybody's shoes. You know, our feet don't fit in everybody's shoes. And we want to put our feet in everybody's shoes. We want to put our mindset like it's supposed to be like theirs. You know, because somebody be saying these words and this is how you feel in this and whatever. What is love? What is love? See, people always seeking love. What is love? Love is an action word. That's why the Bible said, the Most High said, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you love me, keep my this. If you love me, keep my... So love is an action word. And we go around here because our mind been molested and changed around. And we think love's supposed to be feeling because we feeling a different certain type of way. We are emotional. Our IQ as a nation, as men and women, are very low. Our vibration is very low. And these people have oppressed our mindset. That's why our relationships are not strong enough. That's why I can't look at you and develop a experimental intimacy, a spiritual intimacy, intellectual intimacy, emotional and physical intimacy, and all that other stuff. Because everything was to make us push back from each other. The women is out of order and their mindset is out of order, and the man mindset is out of order. And we listen to a lot of people's ideology and feelings in the way they, this is what I'm supposed to feel like. No, what was your purpose for the Most High? You for us as black men and Latino men and Native Indian men, we can't change. We can't change the compass of the Most High. What is the Most High purpose? What is our purpose? And what is the woman's purpose? Even though our mindset, they beat our mindset to another mindset, but our purpose is still not, it's just like a magnet. It's not good. It's like oil and water. You know what I'm saying? It's like oil and milk you trying to drink. It don't go down. Y'all forcing it too much. It don't go down. And then all it do is go back and regurgitate and it's all nasty. The purpose. The reason. What? Yes. The purpose of a woman is this. And the Most High made her all these things for her purpose. But James 4:4 said, either you love the world or the Most High. And the world said, your purpose is this, and this, and that, and this. And how can somebody 20, 30, 40, you can go a late 40, I'm going to stop at late 40, could tell you anything about emotion? Because somebody who's under 45 cannot tell you really nothing about emotions and life emotions. dealing with different expectations and feelings in this world. I'm not saying all OGs and OGs yet don't have that mindset of knowledge and information, because they do some OG had to tell you, girl, you better watch this, because you know you do this and that, because she been there and she seen this and she know, and she humble enough, she gonna let you know what the deal is and try to lead you to the right path. But how can somebody young go out here and regurgitate to somebody older than an OG? I'm not saying all people of old age is smart and wisdom, but a foolish person can give you wisdom on foolishness. An older foolishness person. A wise person can give you wisdom on what's going on in the world. But all these people sitting up here just, you know, under 45 that just, you know, of course, when you're 20, you just giving out of your mama womb good, so you just smelling the air. And then you're 30, you're kind of, you know, the smell getting aroma and this and that, and you're feeling around. But when you hit your late 30, early 40, the aroma comes a little stronger. And a lot of people out here, aromas haven't even came strong yet. And we go out here and listen to their wisdom and not the Most High wisdom. So we digest this word love as if I ain't feeling this type of way. We all is not gonna feel the same way all the time. I move because it's called the change of light. If we created by God and we see nature, how things in the world is changing, the trees, they grow fruits and they do this and all, and then they go and they die off. They go through changing. And we go through the mindset because we don't know self, because we don't have the high IQ of emotional of self. Because we rather, when we get, if we're not feeling happy, or we going through a rut, or we allow the world mess to digest us with madness, and then we say, I am not happy. The world didn't guarantee you happiness. Happiness is how you paint your picture. Oh, I got to jump to this relationship, this relationship, this relationship to find my happiness. What's your purpose? What is the purpose? What is the purpose? The reason for which something is done or created for it to exist. You know, and we so in tune to everything and everybody else's low vibration that we cheat ourselves. That's why we feel uncomfortable, because we're not putting the best in ourselves. We choose to sit down and grope and mumble and not do reality check on ourselves. If I'm feeling a certain type of way, if I'm not happy, let's find which things to make me happy. Let's find things that I can experimental, have intimacy with to bring that happiness out of me. We don't have that. We don't project that in our minds. We don't want to see that, because we look at this TV of wickedness. Because if we understand, either you James 4:4, if you love this world, this is not for you. If you love the Most High, this is something that you got to really think about, y'all. It's a whole lot of mess going on in this world. You know, and the earth is given to the hands of the wicked. And we see how much of this wickedness is going on in this world. And we don't want to see, and we want to shy back or put our head in the dirt. Because I went through this emotional roller coaster with XYZ. What did I learn out of it? What type of person can I become spiritual out of this? Because if you dealing with a knucklehead, that makes you a knucklehead. So you need to change your vibration tune. Especially if you're trying to do right and this. But if you being funky, you're going to be funky. I don't care how much you put soap and deodorant on or anything, you're going to be funky in your spirit. Because we are, your spirit is the one that's going to have the smell. And then we deal with a lot of different people, and the connection bond is weakened. And then we wonder why we can't connect with people, because the connection bond is weak, because we've been with a whole lot of people and we can't have no connection. So you got to twist that connection on, or reboot that connection to the right frequency. But we rather go, because our connection is off, because we still running with wisdom of the world. And we still trying to squeeze in to the world shoes. And we don't want to take our mindset and the way we see things and elevate ourselves into a high frequency and build our IQ up. Because we know as Black men and Black woman, period. I can only speak for this. Period. That they molested our minds. They molested the way we see and avenue and come. See, now it's two things we looking at. Tangibles and intangibles. We sometimes be looking at this tangible thing. Tangible. Things that can be touched. Untangible. Things that you can't be touched. See, our mindset is so much on things that we see and touch, and this is supposed to be a feeling world. And you fail to realize the Most High says, see, you're in a trick cat. If you understand, if you are spiritual and you understand what's going on, the Most High say he's taking peace off this world. The earth is not having peace. So how I'm going to be happy? How I'm going to try to feel this way? And the scripture said the Most High took peace. The spirit of peace came in and took it out of this world. How can that? I'm trying to understand this and get this. 1 Corinthians 2. How about speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor the prince of this world that come to naught. So, the Bible said the wisdom of this world, the wisdom of this world. And you know, if the Most High gave Satan the keys of this world, what makes you think that everything that you hear that tickle your ear for a moment, make you feel a certain type of way for a moment, but in reality, it don't manifest to nothing? You get kind of upset with Kevin Samuels because of the things that he put down on a lot of stuff. But my thing is, if somebody says something and it makes you feel a certain type of way, you need to look into the mirror and check out. Because you giving a whole lot of energy, especially if you trying to do right and you trying to put your best foot forward. And if you can't put your best foot forward, then what? You cheating yourself. You can't You know, you want to lift weights, right, and look a certain type of way, but you every day you go on the weight lift, you lifting 5 pounds. For 2 months, you lifting 5 pounds. So what? Are you going to get frustrated that you don't see no results? I've been working out for 2 months, and I've been lifting 5 pounds, and I still look the same. You cheating yourself because we don't want to put no more weight on the bar. And then when the Most High try to put weight on the bar, we complain and we run and we say we're not happy and we discouraged from it. And then we go back into this wisdom of the world and then we figure it out. Well, this must be it because it ain't working for me. This must be it because I tried this and it made me feel uncomfortable. Everybody, if you feeling uncomfortable, then your spirit trying to tell you something. Is it trying to tell you something positive? Or is it trying to tell you something to watch out for? Or is it trying to tell you something about yourself? But we don't want to find self-accountability. We go on the wisdom of everybody else. I'm going to loose lift. I'm going to say these words. I'm going to say all these things to make somebody feel good so I get a lot of, you know, tickle a lot of ears. But you got to realize the children of the devil is out here to discourage you from your mindset, discourage you from doing a whole lot of things. And we should understand the IQ that I tried to apply or get us to apply to ourselves. Because if we was honest with ourselves, when we went to school, our IQ level is not where it should be. When we went to college, our IQ level is not where it should be. And when we go into this world dealing with worldly and life situations, our IQ is not higher than what it's supposed to be. You know, we're not taught how to be civil. We're not taught how love's supposed to work and operate. We ain't taught how we need to self-evaluate ourselves for self-growth and continue encouraging to apply the Most High Spirit within us. We are taught you can go out here and do what you want. But if we listening to the world advice and the world thing, look what the world is doing. It's all right for men to go against the grain of what the Most High purpose was on this earth. If the Most High set things in the way he set things, it was a purpose. And every time we go against that purpose, it's like driving a car with no oil in it on a 200,000 mile trip journey. So you going on a 2,000 mile trip, driving trip, with no oil in the engine. And the Most High gave us the lubrication for all this, but we always going back in friction. We always want to go back. She did this, he did this, he did this. Where is the growth? Where's the spiritual growth? Where's the maturity? We don't have the IQ of maturity, and we put our IQ of maturity development in somebody else's ideology, somebody else's mindset, and somebody else's thing. If that was so much so, and if that was so much right, why ain't the world lovable? Why ain't everybody in a strong bonded marriage? Why ain't the marriages not like it was when I was growing up? That they was there. It was a man and a woman. And they were working as two, as one unit. We already know we're inside of crafty counseling. We already know we're in a wet bag of paper sack. We already know this. But we got to change our mindset and everything else. April's coming up. And you see the trees and the flowers and everything is blooming. And most of us so clogged up in this world, our jobs and all this, what we see on TV, cheaters and I hate you and you hate me and I'm gonna get you back and all this. It's all a thing, man. We playing with a game or in a game that we don't even know the rules and how to play. We playing in a game that we don't know the rules and don't know how to play. We feeling things out. Oh, this don't feel good. I'm gonna run. Because every change in your life is not gonna feel good. Because things are not feeling good. It's just like weight in the weight room muscle. It may be able to help you out, to help you grow, help your purpose that the Most High applied to you to get you to another level of mindset. But women don't want intellectual men, and men don't want intellectual women. But the intellectual does collide because somebody always want to be right. And to me, I be asking, let's make sense out of it. Let's reason together and make sense out of it. You know, we run into love, but love is not nothing. You know, experimental intimacy. Those are the things that you with people and you develop it and you create it and you make it. And those memories and blossoms and you get into those intimacies part. But we're not taught intimacy. We don't know how to be intimacy. We don't know how to follow. We think we do. If we were so much into intimacy, why we ain't with somebody and expressing our intimacy and then we still with the person? First Corinthians 1:26-31. For ye see your calling, brother, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world, and things which despise has God chosen, ye, and things which are not to bring, and not things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorify, let him glorify in the Most High. So we already see what the Bible says about the wisdom and being glorified in the Most High. When you glorify the Most High gonna glorify you. And we say, you know, I want this and this and that and this, but you have the faith that the Most High go put a hinge over you to protect you. Why would, if I'm married, I will ask the Most High to put his hinges around me and my family and the loved one and guide me and direct me. And a woman should say that for protection. I need a man to protect me. Yes, of course. But if you had the Most High first that you believe that could protect you, just like Florida Evans, that mindset that Florida Evans had, that faith that Florida Evans had. Even though her mindset was molested, but her faith in how she believed that the Most High is going to provide and protect. Even though the man and the Most High is going to have the man to provide and protect. But we have two different things. Asking for provide, provision, and protection, but don't know how to become a wife, or don't know how to become a husband. You know, so being a wife, the Most High is a purpose that the Most High put a woman to be. That's her existence. Yeah. She can go with James 4:4. Love the world and hate the Most High. But the Bible said, you know, either the Most High said, if you love me, keep my commandments, keep my word, keep my thought, keep my ideology, keep my mindset. And that's an action word. It ain't no, oh, because this making me uncomfortable and I'm this and that. But we lack loyalty. And loyalty is not a strong foundation in the black man mindset and a black woman mindset. That's why we got to change our mindset. We got to find somebody like mind like ourselves that want to change our mindset, see that the things that was pushed on to us is not going to benefit us. So we need to change it to benefit us, to establish a good fruit. If you're not planting on the ground good fruit, then you're not going to have good fruit. If you're sitting down there and let somebody else plant the good fruit, then you're not going to appreciate the good fruit. But if both of y'all sitting down there pushing the good fruit, going out there, digging in the sun, having blisters, and having muscle ache and all that, and then at the end you can see the work of your sweat and your brow with your good fruit, and then you'll see that good fruit start prospering, and then good things will start manifesting. But we want to eat off somebody else's sweat. We want to eat off somebody else's thing. We think we're obligated. We think we're supposed to have this. We think we're supposed to feel this way. We're supposed to... No. If you understand what's going on in the spiritual mindset, but because you're looking at things in a worldly mindset, that's why it don't fit. That's why when you hear things and you feeling good, you ought to be feeling certain, looking at us in a doo-doo face look. Yeah, that sounds good. But how's that going? Help me spiritually to grow in my purpose of what the Most High put and apply. But we see things and we're in the middle of a movie and we guessing what's going on. We don't know the part 1, 2, 3, 4. We busting 5
We busting five and trying to understand 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And Genesis 2 and 18 already told you your purpose. Ephesians 5, 22 and 24 for those that want to feel a certain type of way. Ephesians 5, 22 and 24 for those that want to feel a certain type of way. But Genesis 2 and 18 tell you, man. And y'all got to realize this, fam. You know, we really got to realize, define purpose. According to the world, women, what's your purpose? According to the world, women, what's your purpose? According to the Most High, women, what's your purpose? What's the reason for something is done or created for it to exist? Or which it exists, however you want to spin it. Either you rolling with James 4 and 4 with the Most High or the world. And this is something we got to analyze and look at on different sides, because we always in one square because we feeling a certain type of way in that square. We don't want to be in a situation to be in that square and make us feel a certain type of way. And the seeds that we grow, if we growing good fruits, we should be feeling good. If we continue going into hard ground, trying to put fruit and putting seeds in hard ground, then our navigation must be wrong. We putting our seeds in the wrong fertile dirt. And most of us be putting our seeds in dirt and then feeling a certain type of way. Your dirt that you put in your seed is not good. What is spirit is spirit. What is flesh is flesh. Flesh is here with us for a little while. So we ride with the fleshly desires. Spirit is with us for everlasting. Are we going to roll with the spiritual desires? Because if you're not building good fruits and going through the process of building good fruits, how in the heck is you trying to find wisdom of the world or trying to agree with somebody of wisdom of the world and not of the Most High? Second Timothy 3 and 16. All scriptures is given by the inspiration of the Most High. And is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for corrections, for instructions in righteousness. We all messed up. That's why he said in corrections. Our mindset is all wrong. That's why he said in corrections. The wisdoms of the world, it's taking us down the wrong way, and we see this. That's why he say in correction. But do we want to be corrected? Are we so pig-headed that we don't want to be corrected? Are we trying to love from the flesh? Or are we trying to love from the spirit? Because if you loving from the flesh, you will listen to ideologies such as these. But if you listen and loving and going with the spirit, the way you say things, the way you see things, the way you present your things, it's a total mindset and a total lens. See, April Fool is coming around again in a couple of days. And we've been April Fool for so long with ideology, with different things that we think is right, and our compass is all wrong. And I ask people this, y'all. And somebody explain this, and I want to think this through. If the Most High said, 1 Peter 4:11, if any man speak, let him speak of the article of the Most High. If any man minister, let him do it in ability which the Most High have given. See, Hosea 4:6 said that we are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. And the Most High said, because you don't want the knowledge, he gonna reject your knowledge. He will reject you just like you reject the knowledge. So then if you don't have knowledge, then you go to worldly wisdom, worldly destruction. Colossians 2:8. Beware lest any man spoils you through philosophy, vain deceit, and after tradition of man, and not after the wisdom of the Most High. And this is not, we want to just get on the same mindset, the same page, and look at things on different sides of the plate. You know, my thing is 2 Thessalonians 2:10-11. The unrighteous, and them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. The Most High shall send them a strong delusion, that they should believe a lie. And if that is not true about the delusion, was our forefathers running around here thinking that Jesus Christ was a Caucasian man? Was that delusional? When we went to school, how the non-pigmentation man and the non-pigmentation woman presented the world to us, did we become in the delusional? Because now that the Most High is opening up the book, because when you read the book of Daniel, the Most High said he closed the word in the book and put people to sleep so that they won't understand this book until the awakening. So we was in a delusional state. The Most High had put us in a sleep. And he waking us up from this sleep. So we got to understand this. The reason and the purpose. The reason for an engine to keep moving on, it needed oil. The purpose to make this oil so this engine can move on is to put that oil to continue making that oil, to put in that engine. So the purpose of that oil going into that engine is for that car to move on. If you take that oil and run that engine without that oil, then that engine is not going to go too far. So with that oil, there's a purpose. And when you take that purpose away from which that purpose is made, then the result is engine failure. Mark 7 and 15. There is nothing from without a man that enter into him can defile him, but the things which come out of him, those are they that defiles a man.
Women will let you go when they love you. And this is something that guys don't really understand. If she loves you and cares about you and genuinely has an interest in your character, but she doesn't see compatibility down the road and she doesn't see it providing the life that she needs to fulfill herself and to give her security, then she is going to have to make the decision deep down in her heart that this is not good for me. And this is what confuses a lot of guys. A lot of guys will be taken aback by this. Like, why would you leave me? You say you love me. And she does love you. She does care about you. But it's not going to fulfill her in her life. And she doesn't have all the time in the world. She needs to make a decision that makes sense for her in the moment. Because women have a different layer of pressure. It's much harder to find your partner in this world as a woman, especially when you're young, because you have so much attention in your youth and your pressure to settle down with someone, and you have so many options to select from that it can become very difficult. And then all of a sudden, you're at a position where these options are rapidly declining. So women don't have time to waste. Women have to really be purposeful and intentional about the people that they date. So if she's walking away from you, even though you have this magical chemistry, you need to understand it's because you're not providing her the security, you're not providing her the longevity, and the actual foundation of what the relationship needs to make her feel like she's your woman.
See, you can't know Messiah coming back. You're wild, your salvation drawing in. Look up, that's the update. Only the Father know when he coming. He got the update. So shall the Son of Man be lifted up. That's the update. The 12 tribes rise around the world. That's the update. California on fire. Greece on fire. Y'all, we at the end of time. Earthquakes every hour. Most eyes showing his power. Y'all, this place gonna get devoured. The sheep waiting on they seven. He gon' get us together. God, that day gon' be so special. Stay repenting the next. Stop that sinning, boy, he catch you. His protection is a blessing. Song of Israel can do nothing but raise my hand. The Father about to clear the land, so Jacob return again. By the way, we found the Ark of the Covenant. We ain't playing. We know we at war. Ain't no explanation for the things that I saw. See, you can't know Messiah coming back. You're wild. Your salvation draw near. Look up, that's the update. Only the Father know when he coming. He got the update. So shall the Son of Man be lifted up. That's the update. The 12 tribes rise around the world. That's the update. California on fire. Greece on fire. Y'all, we at the end of time. Earthquakes every hour. Most eyes showing his power. Y'all, this place gonna get devoured.
Hey fam, what's up? This is FaZe. I want to thank all y'all for coming in and listening to me. I know you didn't have to do it, but you did it anyway. And thank you. You can reach me at FaZe380, or you can come and join me at FaZe Anchor.
anchor.fm/phase5. That's where you can join my little rendezvous in the thought or process as we ride down the road to the world of destruction. Come in and join me. If you got a comment, you can post it at the bottom. You got a voice that you want to be heard, just send it to my Instagram, Phase380. Everybody do their part, and the world can be a better place. I ain't here for no drama. I ain't here for no problems. I ain't here for no static. I'm here to learn. I'm here to learn. And I'm here to learn.